Superintendents speak out over latest grades. Good morning with your 9 o'clock report for WTUZ News. I'm Joe Geckler. Area school superintendents are speaking out about the recent state report cards, and they say schools should be scored from a well-balanced assessment. New Philadelphia Superintendent David Brand states that some of the confusion and frustration extends from a massive amount of changes in a short period of time.
The format of the test, from being a one day to maybe lasting 3 to 4 days, and starting much earlier in the school year, as well as being some online or paper pencil, you had those changes. The actual test itself changed, so the content of the test changed 3 times in 3 years.
The superintendents agreed that scoring should not be recognized from one test, holding the schools accountable for lower grading. Each school district is graded on 6 opponents for the 2015-2016 school year. Dover Superintendent Carla Burney says 5 of the component scores are reconfigured from the same data.
That's the only component that really uses multiple measures. Everything else is right back to the one test that the children took on that one day, and they say, well, now we'll calculate it this way and we'll call it value added. And then we'll change it, we'll calculate it a little bit different, and we'll tell you who graduated and who didn't.
One part of the 6 components is achievement, which represents students' performance on state tests. Local schools that received a grade of C were Dover, New Philadelphia, Garraway, and Tuskegee Valley. And districts receiving a grade of D were Indian Valley, Claymont, Newcomerstown, and Strasburg. The Village of Denison has a preliminary 2017 budget ready to submit, and the projection is in line with incoming revenue. Fiscal Officer Kathy Norman says the village expenses are expected to be around $1.2 million, which is even with the revenue. She adds that there should be a good carryover amount into 2017. Norman explains there are some notable budget line items in the upcoming budget.
We did appropriate $50,000 for demolition of properties here in the village. We've been working on that steadily over the past few years, so we did increase that by about $15,000. Also, we did put in a 3% increase in the event that we're able to give raises again next year.
She comments that a police car was also budgeted. Since the cars are replaced every 3 years, the new cruiser would be purchased in cash. And she adds, included within the appropriations is funds for road maintenance.
We have appropriated $172,500 for roads, streets, curbs. Much of that will be the Sherman Street project that's going to take place in 2017.
She says the village has a levy on the ballot to replace the hospital levy in November. If voters pass the 5-year levy, funds generated could reach $50,000 and will strictly be used for the streets, roads, and bridges. Norman states that the village is in a good financial position for the upcoming year. The Tuscarawas County Fair begins on Monday, and final preparations were discussed during one final board meeting Wednesday. Vice President of the Fair Board, Steve Cronenball, says the animals will arrive on Saturday and Sunday, and the tent companies are setting up the spaces for the outside exhibitors and merchants.
You've got local merchants and insurance agents and heating and cooling companies. Right on down, you name it, we've got it there. So we want everybody to come out and visit the animals, see the grandstand shows, but also take advantage of the merchants that will be there on display.
Cronenball says the grandstand events are the biggest attractions to the fair every year.
The motocross is back again. The tough truck is back again. Of course, Wednesday night is the James Auto Show, which tickets are still available. We did shift things up a little bit. Normally, we had antique tractor pulls on Thursday night. We did go back to 2 nights of music, and we have well-known artist Chris Higby. He plays a lot up at Kickin' Country. Great performer, and everybody's excited about Chris Higby.
He adds, when the fair opens on Monday, the rides will not open until 5 p.m. due to setup and inspections. The 2016 Tuscarawas County Fair runs from Monday through Sunday, September 25th. Now in sports, Major League Baseball, the Indians lose 2-1 to the White Sox on Thursday afternoon. The Tribe are back home tonight as they welcome in the Tigers. First pitch is 7:10. And don't forget to tune in to the Big Z Sports Show tonight. Join myself, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy for the area's best high school football coverage beginning at 5:30. Your 9 o'clock report brought to you by the First National Bank of Denison, with locations in Denison, Dover, Janaden Hutton, the South Side, and Schönbrunn in New Philadelphia. Stay tuned. Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline has your Z Country local forecast coming up.
The First National Bank of Denison knows that sometimes it's easier and more convenient to bank online. Now, First National introduces their new mobile banking app, banking at your convenience, wherever you are, whenever you want. The new First National mobile app allows you to view balances, transfer funds between accounts, pay bills, and even offers text alerts. This free service is available with an easy download from fnbdenison.com. The First National Bank of Denison is a member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're thinking about buying a home, we think the time is right. This is Aaron Hillier of the First National Bank of Denison. Owning your home is still the American dream. As a community bank, our mission is to help make that dream come true. Our loan decisions are made here, and your loan is serviced here. That means you'll never call an 800 number if you have a question. Local mortgage loans are one more reason why the First National Bank of Denison is your local bank for the 21st century.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sunny this morning, then it becomes partly sunny this afternoon. High temperatures in the lower 80s today. Mostly cloudy and milder tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Unsettled this weekend with on and off showers and maybe some thunder Saturday afternoon. Mostly cloudy, highs near 80 Saturday. Rain steadiest early in the day, then cloudy Sunday, high 75. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter by visiting WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Joe Geckler.